1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The new Democratic presidential nominee is nearly official.
Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the new presumptive nominee for the Democrats, according to a tabulation by ABC News. At least 2,000 delegates have voiced support. But nothing is firm until delegates have their nominating roll call vote, which is still planned to be held virtually ahead of the Chicago convention in August.
ABC's Brittany Shepherd. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a liar and the worst U.S. president, then called Vice President Harris a million times worse. Former President Trump formally appealed the nearly $500 million civil fraud judgment against him in New York for inflating his net worth to secure better loan terms. The New York Attorney General's office says the appeal makes the same arguments that were rejected at trial, arguments expected in September. This is ABC News. Jerry Preston. Delta Airlines canceled at least 1,100 flights Monday because of the global tech outage last Friday.
Delta Airlines says its teams are working around the clock to get everything back up and running again, and that half of Delta's computers are Windows-based, and each one has to be repaired individually and brought back online. Delta says it's extending a travel waiver allowing customers to make a one-time change to plans. Passengers impacted can get a refund, and Delta says it will cover eligible food and meal expenses of those who have been impacted. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The brick two-car garage in Niagara Falls was no match for the CSX locomotive that ran off the end of its track in a rail yard and flattened it. Homeowner Dean Harris's wife was home at the time.
Maybe her car being in the garage stopped the train from coming further. Hopefully that was the reason. And she didn't get hurt, luckily.
Harris said it's happened before, back in the 90s when his wife's grandparents owned the place. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm gonna do. And then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
No contract for Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers still negotiating with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, the same that represent Aaron Rodgers, for a new deal for Love. They informed the team's vice president of finance, Russ Ball, Saturday night, no deal, no Jordan Love at practice. How far apart are the two sides? GM Brian Gutekunst met with reporters today.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, but you know, we're going to keep those things internal. We're not going to kind of like talk about those things, you know, openly, but it's a really good working relationship between Russ and his agents, and like I said, it's these things are, you know, they're big deals, and it takes a little bit of time to get it right for, you know, for what we need. But I feel we're close, no real timetables as far as how long it's going to take.
Baseball. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field tonight. Their crew coming off a 2-game sweep of the Twins in Minnesota. The Bucks are back home in Milwaukee after losing all 5 games in the NBA Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, light southwest winds, and lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a little haze in the sky as well, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, welcome back. This is unusual. Congressman Khanna not only had booked this last week, but his person confirmed it with Sean a couple of hours ago. So I don't know where he is or what's going on. Maybe he's just coming in late and we'll just drop him in at the last minute. But for the moment, we don't have him. So let me just pick up your calls myself. I'm sorry, I'm not a congressman, but I know that many of you who are on hold here had called in earlier about other things and were willing to talk to Congressman Khanna as well. So let's just pick up some calls. Eileen in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eileen, what's up?
Yes, I would like to suggest that Kamala consider Barack Obama as a vice president. I know he's not allowed to run again as a president, but there's no law that says he can't be a vice president.
You're right. I don't think he'd do it. Louise has been for months now saying that it should be Michelle Obama. I don't think she has any interest in it either.
I've thought of that also, but for the same reasons, I think she is, and I don't think he would be interested. But possibly, I don't know. I don't know. He's never said he wouldn't be interested.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting idea, Eileen. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael in Seattle. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind?
How you doing? So I'm resorting to talk to lowly Tom instead of the congressman. Huh? Works for Dad. I'm sorry. So my question, and it could be like the ace in the hole for the Dems, is to let's open up that Jeffrey Epstein thing wider.
Cool.
It's, suspected hits on the guy. Obviously, Trump is in that mix. One more thing. Mm-hmm. I think Moskowitz might be valuable. Could that swing Florida? Because Florida swings
I doubt it would swing the state, but there's a lot of good people out there. Michael, thank you very much for the call. And Congressman Khanna just joined us. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us. He represents California's 17th district in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Khanna.house.gov is his website, and Rep. Ro Khanna over on Twitter or X or whatever it is this week. Congressman, welcome back. How's everything with you?
Thank you, Tom. Thanks. It's been a few weeks. I appreciate it, but what a news cycle.
Huh? What a wild ride. Yeah, your thoughts on President Biden stepping down and from the campaign and Kamala Harris rolling ahead.
Well, look, I'm very excited about Kamala Harris. I endorsed her last night. There's been a large move to coalesce around her. I think almost everyone who could have run against her, like Whitmer and Newsom and Beshear, have all endorsed her. I thought President Biden, I said he should stay in as well. I mean, it was a surprise to me. I was on ABC this morning making the case for him, but he made the decision, and that was a patriotic decision. He's done incredible work to stand up on Ukraine. He's done incredible work to reverse neoliberalism and focus on factory towns. And now we, Kamala Harris, I think, is going to interject new energy. We've already raised $50 million with her candidacy. I think young people are going to be more excited, and now we go and win.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All righty. Anything you wanted to share with folks before we pick up calls?
Well, I would just share that, it's very, very important that we continue to drive our progressive agenda and our economic agenda. I think the way we win, and you saw the president doing some of this towards the end of in Detroit, towards the last couple of weeks of his campaign, calling for rent caps, calling for expanding Social Security and Medicare, calling for lifting the minimum wage and paying a living wage. I do think those are the issues that are going to help us win the election.
Yeah. Rana, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, but something like Runafar or something. The columnist for the Financial Times.
Yeah.
Her column this morning was about how Harris needs to come out and say, we're going to continue with Joe Biden's repudiation of neoliberalism, and we're going to continue to embrace Keynesian economics, which has given America the best economy in the world. And
I love that.
Yeah.
I think you put it in simpler terms, but that's exactly what she needs to do philosophically.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, let's pick up some phone calls here. We got a bunch of people who want to talk to you. Rick in Cartersville, Georgia. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, Representative Khanna. I was wondering if you could do something other to address the situation with the media to call them out. The fact that after Biden drops out of the race, the Republicans say that if he's unfit for office and so forth, and the media picks up on that, but yet Trump, has been, of course, now convicted felon, and not only that, but the fact that he has documents galore in Mar-a-Lago, and I don't think he actually had those documents in his bathrooms in case he ran out of toilet paper.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get the congressman's thoughts on that. Thank you very much.
Well, Rick, look, I mean, obviously Donald Trump is unfit for the presidency, and that's the case that we've got to make over the next 100 days. And the fact that case was dismissed is outrageous in Florida. I mean, it was a political appointee for Trump, but the president is perfectly capable of doing the job. He made a determination that he didn't think he was the best person to go around the country and prosecute the case against Donald Trump, and that his vice president would be better, but that has nothing to do with doing the job, and we need to now focus the attention on Trump's record, and you're absolutely right, on Project 2025 and why Trump's unfit.
Jonathan in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I wanted to throw a name out there that I don't know that has been brought up for VP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe well, I don't necessarily agree with his politics, Adam Kinzinger.
Well, that would be a wild
shot. I think
he
would be an amazing debater against J.D. Vance as a person who truly sees the crimes that former president was involved in. But and it would show that he can reach across parties. I've long shot, but I don't know if it would give Republicans too much of a platform then.
Got it. Okay.
During the next election cycle.
Got it, Jonathan. Thank you. Congressman, I'm curious, who's your favorite for VP?
Well, look, Jonathan, I think that's an out-of-the-box idea that's reasonable. I mean, I think Gretchen Whitmer or Shapiro or Andy Beshear, or someone who puts the Midwest into play, it seems reasonable to me, but I don't, this is going to be Harris's decision. Tom, do you have a person you like?
I like Gretchen Whitmer. I like Josh Shapiro. I don't know enough about Andy Beshear to have a strong opinion. But I think that and I think that the concerns about an all-woman ticket are probably overblown. They're probably like, back in 2008, people said a black man could never win. So, Whitmer and Shapiro are my top two, in my opinion. But I'm not endorsing anybody. I mean, other than Kamala Harris. And you.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Kelly, Mark Kelly is another good choice, but I fear we don't want to give up that Senate seat. And I think that we have so many good choices, I think that may come into play.
Yeah. Several people have actually called. We were asking, people what their suggestions were earlier, and several people called and suggested Mark Kelly. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. What's on your mind? Your questions or comments for Congressman Khanna right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, and we'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cube.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic, too. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports a better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo. For a limited time, you can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. That's 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic at Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. And the promo code is TOM, justthrivehealth.com.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts and your fight.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna with us, taking your calls for the hour in a progressive, national progressive town hall meeting. Mary in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, I have three suggestions for VP.
Okay.
Two Southerners, Beto O'Rourke and Roy Cooper, and then possibly General Milley, because he's a military man. But my question is does Ro Khanna support AOC's efforts to impeach Supreme Court Justices Thomas and Alito?
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, I think that we should have hearings on that. I mean, I do support that, what AOC's doing. We had a hearing in the Oversight Committee, and I certainly think that we should have hearings that explore that before. I don't think we should just file the resolution before we have hearings, but we should have those hearings in the Oversight Committee. And if we take over the House, we will have those hearings. And I think both of the people you mentioned also would be fantastic choices. The good news for Vice President Harris is she's got at least 10 candidates. Potential candidates would be fantastic.
David in Columbus, Ohio, listening to WGRN. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Congressman Khanna. You're my hope. I believe in what you're doing, and I heard Bernie Sanders mention those progressive policies that Mr. Biden was going to pursue, and I hope they do that. They're important, and they should be front center in the campaign. But do you feel that this is going to happen? I mean, we can't just have 4 years of progressive Democrats and then go back to do nothing neoliberal. I mean, that's we got to keep going.
David, I agree with you, and this is why I think it's so important to beat Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I've got an op-ed that I'm working on. I'll come out in a week or two, basically outlining the differences between J.D. Vance. I mean, he's talking about building new factories. That's what Biden has done in deindustrialized areas. J.D. Vance restricting legal immigration, less legal immigrants, and having massive tariffs is not going to give the federal financing to build new factories. Biden did that. We got to continue it. We've got to first win. And then I do think that Senator Sanders, myself, other progressives will talk to Vice President Harris to make sure that we build on what President Biden was proposing with bold progressive policy, because I think that's the best way she's going to win the working class in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Lawrence in Berkeley, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah. Hi, Congressman Khanna. It's a pleasure and an honor. Here I am, a kind of a junior Biden, because I'm 81 years old and I'm just recovering from COVID.
Goodness.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to suggest a style of political advertising that, you know, might be useful, which is to say that Democrats are with the American people. We're in favor of what you're in favor. 86% of the population wants to raise the minimum wage, and so do we. 79% of the population wants higher taxes on the rich, and so do the Democrats. And in as far as guns are concerned, 86% of the population wants background checks, and so do we. And the Republicans have been blocking all these things. If you vote for us, we will get you what you need and what you want. How does that sound?
Lawrence, first of all, I admire your calling in with COVID at 81. That's wonderful, and I appreciate your being so civically engaged. I think your messaging is spot on. I mean, we have not just majoritarian policies, we have overwhelmingly popular policies. Tax the extraordinary wealthy in this country. Make sure that people have a living wage, that if you work, you're not poor. Make sure that people have national health care so that they don't have to go bankrupt to get health care. Make sure that we don't subsidize fossil fuels. And we should be talking about the percentages of Americans, 70, 80% who believe in these policies. It's a great point.
Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I just have 45 seconds. You got a quick one, Jeff?
I'm really concerned about J.D. Vance. I watched Hillbilly Elegy and listened to an interview with him on the Axe File. He's super smart. I think he's a huge threat. I think Andy Beshear can take him down really quickly, the governor from Kentucky. So that's my pitch. That's it. Thank you both so much. Okay.
Congressman?
Thank you. Look, I agree with J.D. Vance. I mean, he talks a good game. He talks about being concerned about people left out of globalization. The problem is he has three proposals to it. One, restrict legal immigrants, make less immigrants come. Well, you're not going to build new factories if you're restricting the workforce. Two, he says, let's have massive tariffs. And he wants to have tariffs on Europe and Canada, everyone. And those, how are these factories and others going to get the raw materials that they need? And three, he's totally opposed to any federal financing of these projects, which is what, of course, the IRA and the CHIPS Act were all about. So I think we need someone like a Beshear or a Buttigieg or someone who will just take it to him and talk about how he really doesn't have any policy ideas for his agenda.
Amen.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Ro Khanna, is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The new Democratic presidential nominee is nearly official.
Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the new presumptive nominee for the Democrats, according to a tabulation by ABC News. At least 2,000 delegates have voiced support. But nothing is firm until delegates have their nominating roll call vote, which is still planned to be held virtually ahead of the Chicago convention in August.
ABC's Brittany Shepard. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a liar and the worst U.S. president, then called Vice President Harris a million times worse. Former President Trump formally appealed the nearly $500 million civil fraud judgment against him in New York for inflating his net worth to secure better loan terms. The New York Attorney General's office says the appeal makes the same arguments that were rejected at trial, arguments expected in September. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
Every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but the smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you are a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pembleton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, light southwest winds, and lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a little haze in the sky as well, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 67.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we're live from the EAA. We'll be joined by the director of EAA Communications, Dick Napinski.
And the director of the EAA Museum, Chris Henry, will stop by along with Brittany Merlot.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options, too. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. The menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman or enter code Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
In the small acts of kindness in the world.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California in the U.S. House. Taking your calls for the hour. And Frank in Columbus, Georgia, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Congressman Khanna. It's Frank here. I have a couple of choices for vice president candidate, if I could get those in real quick. Adam Schiff, Sherrod Brown, and Taylor Swift. Because I think Taylor Swift could get the entire country motivated into actually learning what's happening in our government and looking to reform our government. The next part of my question is what you could do, Congressman Khanna, about term limits, and there needs to be checks and balances put on the Senate, the Congress, and the Supreme Court, because it's not going to work the way the Constitution demands. There are no consequences for people not upholding the Constitution. Trump should have been convicted twice. Those senators did not uphold their vow to uphold the Constitution.
Okay.
They did not.
Frank,
could we get an amendment passed to provide some guardrails? Because it has to be from people like you that have some scruples.
Yeah, let's get the response. Thank you, Frank.
Frank. Well, I appreciate your call. Look, I don't even know how to get reasonable tickets to Taylor Swift, let alone persuading her to endorse Vice President Harris or be on her ticket. But I agree with you. To the extent we could get her involved in any way, it would be great. On the second point, I read, not my insight, someone else's insight, that if Mitch McConnell had half the political acumen and shrewdness, toughness as Nancy Pelosi, Trump wouldn't be anywhere near the nomination now. He would have ended it when he could have. We would have had him convicted. He would have been barred from running for office. And if by some awful chance Trump returns to the presidency, that will be the fatal mistake, the original sin of Mitch McConnell not convicting Donald Trump when he had the chance.
Yeah, brilliantly said. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to speak to Congressman Roll about the Postal Board of Governors nominees, but one quick statement, though, first about Mark Kelly, my senator from Arizona. He sent to me in an email back in April that he does not support Medicare for All. That is my only knock against him, but hopefully we can nudge him to support Bernie and Bernie's Medicare for All. We spoke, Congressman, back on Friday, May 17th. And it was about the Postal Board of Governors nominees that are sitting in the Senate awaiting confirmation. And what you stated that you were going to check on Monday with Chuck Schumer, to see what's going on to get these things moved forward. I've recorded this, and I just listened to the tape this morning. So that's where we're at. So could you tell me, were you able to speak with Senator Schumer on this? And if so, where are we at? And if you haven't, would you be able to do so this week? This is so important. Thank you, Congressman, and thank you, Tom. I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, Steve, thank you, and thank you for checking back in. We've sent a note to Schumer's staff right after the call, and I'll send another note. I wouldn't be able to get him personally on the phone just on something like this, because he's very much about the Senate's prerogative on appointments. But we will send another note in urging him to move it forward. And on Mark Kelly, look, I think he's fabulous for a number of reasons. We've got to move this party to adopt Medicare for All. That's a collective project for all of us. Bernie moved it from what I'd say is the 20-yard line to a far side to the 20-yard line of the other side, or and we've got to continue that. And that's a fight. That's a fight for the next 10 years. But I don't think it should be disqualifying for anybody's presidential candidate.
Zach in Miami, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks, Tom, and Representative O'Connor for taking my call. Just one thing I wanted to ask. Congressman, real quick, has anybody looked at independent state legislative theory and just to be proactive about the Supreme Court trying to work in tandem with the GOP to steal the election?
Zach, one good thing is that the Vice President Harris is the presiding person on the election, and of course, the Electoral Count Act now makes her role largely ceremonial, and also gives significant deference to the popular vote in the states. We can't be sure, of course, in terms of whether there'll be shenanigans and what the courts will do. But we're in a better position because of the Electoral Count Act than we were in 2020. But this is why we need to do everything we can to win and to win the House, because the House is also has a role in all of this in the certification, and it goes state by state. And the more states we have Democratic control of, the better we can make sure that there's no shenanigans in the certification process.
Richard in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air with Congressman Kana.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to call in about the VP pick, and I think bringing levity in would be good. Bring Al Franken back.
Congressman?
Well, originally, I loved Al Franken. I thought he was sharp and witty, there's something about also doing comedy and talk radio. I mean, Tom has that kind of charismatic personality, and I think he was kind of pushed out too quickly. But obviously, I don't think he's a serious contender for a VP.
Yeah, in retrospect, he never should have gone along with that move to push him out. Mike in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yeah, my question really is, and I think people are missing it, the vice president has a really important job, which is to break ties. And
in the Senate.
Yes. And it looks like, at least from an article I read, Harris broke the most ties of any vice president.
Yes, that's true.
We have a very, very even split. Do we want a Republican making the decision on the tie? Because people have been saying, hey, let's do a Republican. It's a great idea, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the Adam Kinzinger. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Congressman?
That's a great point in terms of why you wouldn't want a Republican a vice president, especially in such polarized times. But your point also made me think of two points. One, that this can be a big selling point for the vice president, that she was so key to actually getting the Biden-Harris agenda through. And it also can be something that she holds up against Donald Trump on the border. She was there presiding. She had the vote. She was presiding in the Senate to get this passed on border security, and he's the one who sabotaged it.
Amen. Jonathan in Portland, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hi, Congressman. I'm concerned because no Democrat in history has ever won the White House with an open seat. And so if a Democrat wins, it will be unprecedented. I wanted to point out that in Biden's debate, he pointed to corporate greed as...
What do you mean? Sorry to interrupt you, but what do you mean by no Democrat has never won with an open seat?
Well, I mean exactly that. When Johnson left the race, we got Nixon.
Ah, okay, got it, yeah.
Got it, right. That's what Alan Lichtman pointed out. And Lichtman also pointed out that Biden could have won. And I think the Democrats have lost their mind. I think they pushed Biden aside because he was pointing out, he started to sound like Bernie Sanders. Even Bernie Sanders was saying he sounded like Bernie Sanders. He was pointing out in debate that corporations weren't paying taxes and he wanted to cap rents. I don't hear any Democrats talking about that. And I think we're going to lose. And I think that the Democrats have lost their minds.
Congressman?
Well, a few points on it. I mean, look, I've been pushing rent caps for the past year and banning Wall Street from buying up homes. And Bernie and I, in some ways, were tag teaming for the president. He on Colbert, and he was on, I think, Morning Joe, and I was on This Week on ABC on Sunday, and Psaki, all saying, let's rally around the president. It's his decision. He's got a bold, progressive working class agenda. And literally, they had me out on MSNBC on Psaki and the Sunday shows, and then an hour later the decision comes that he's withdrawing. So I think very few people knew that he was going to do that. I agree with you that there should not have been a push to push him out. That said, what Lichtman also says is now we don't need a massive, contested, ugly convention. We only have 100 days and less before early voting starts, and so we've got to consolidate. And I do think there's a clear path to victory in either case, but I thought it was a little bit unseemly the way the president was pushed out.
Yeah, I get it. 45 minutes past the hour. It is Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. The website, his website is Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of your calls for Representative Ro Khanna.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna. We'll be back with your calls in just a second. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
How do you keep your water for your bird feeder? You have those little motors that go in there. Those little fans.
I didn't put those in yet.
Does your bird feeder freeze? Does your bird bath freeze?
Jim, do you remember giving him that as a gift?
You know
you
what?
Gave him that
I
as a gift.
Did. I gave you that. You've never used it. I want it back.
In the winter, the birds use it as a little skating rink.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see the results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM. Two minutes past the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls, and Sharon in Salisbury, Maryland. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Congressman and Tom. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I don't have a vice president pick, but I do have something that I've been wanting to express, and that is I feel real discomfort when I keep hearing the term of white men being the problem in our country. So what I would really like to hear, Tom, is to be a little more descriptive as to call them white supremacists. You say white supremacist men, you know, we also have some white supremacist women. And Tom, I gotta absolutely say, I've been listening to you for probably the last almost 20 years. And I know you are absolutely a great white man. I will listen to you every day, but when I hear the term white men is the problem with our country, it's so divisive, and I don't think it's a term that should be used.
Okay.
I think we should
noted,
be
sure.
Saying that.
Did you have a question for Congressman Khanna?
Well, yeah. My question is, so can we talk about that this is a big white elephant in the room, which is the elephant, the Republicans, that we're not talking about?
Well, I appreciate the call. I don't think anyone believes that the problem is white men. I mean, you've had Abraham Lincoln was a white man, George Washington was. There are plenty of John F. Kennedy. There are plenty of people who have contributed extraordinarily, the people who scaled the cliffs of Normandy, people who marched in civil rights. I think the question is a nationalism that has been embraced on the right that is the problem. Let me give you a very concrete example. When J.D. Vance talked about his seven plots of land, seven generations of plots of land in a cemetery, and I'm thinking, and he says, well, I and my wife, I hope, will be buried there. And I'm thinking, will she have any choice as an Indian American Hindu, or does she just do what J.D. Vance wants in terms of where she'll be buried? But, you know, it used to be Lincoln's vision in 1858 was saying that even if you were German American, Irish American, and you couldn't trace your heritage back to the founding, the Revolutionary War, you were flesh of the flesh, blood of the blood, if you believed in the principles of the Declaration of Independence. It wasn't a test of lineage. It wasn't a test of whether you own plots of land. And I think that's the conception of America that's at stake. Are we a nationalistic nation, or are we a nation committed to certain ideals?
Yeah, and Vance explicitly rejected those ideals in his speech at the RNC. Congressman, we just have about 40 seconds left. It's really not enough to get another caller in. I'm curious your thoughts about the coming weeks and what we can do to support the Harris ticket.
Well, look, I've been excited about this call, and I don't know if you gave the instructions to have a VP suggestion.
We were doing it in the previous hour, so it's kind of left over.
All right, yeah, but the fact that people are—you can tell people are energized, they're excited.
Oh, yeah.
This is the next generation of leadership. I think we salute President Biden for having reversed neoliberalism. Is that op-ed? I'm going to read that op-ed after this, and set ourselves on a progressive direction—the direction that Bernie. You know, there's a convergence between where Bernie and Biden are today, and now it's for the next generation to continue that work over the next. Few decades to right America, to make sure we go deal with the fact that we're 128th in income inequality, that we don't have basic health care, child care, education for too many Americans, that too many places have been hollowed out. And I think the vice president is very, very capable of winning this race, will bring a jolt of energy. I'm confident she'll pick a great VP, and then we all rally around her so that the work can continue. It couldn't. People say it's the most important election. It couldn't be a more stark choice.
Yes.
About whether you believe multiracial democracy or sort of a nationalism.
Yeah, so well said. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you. Always enjoy it.
Yeah, same here. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today, too. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we talk about repurposing churches. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nose counters here